Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, that is shloka number 9, Krishna made a very, very emphatic point. He said that anyone who knows my transcendental nature of birth and activities, such a person will come back to me. So here he talked about knowing him, knowing his activities, knowing his appearance. And now Krishna is going to take this one step ahead and he's going to talk about absorption in Lord Shri Krishna, absorption in the thoughts of the Lord, and so on and so forth. Let's see shloka number 10. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashritaha bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magataha. So here Krishna is saying Vita, being freed from. Freed from what? Raga, attachment, bhaya, fear, and krodha, anger. Manmaya, being fully absorbed in me, and mam upashritaha, taking complete shelter of me. What happens by doing all this? Bahavo, many, many people in the past. Jnana tapasa puta, being completely purified because of the knowledge of me. Madbhavam agataha. They have attained the transcendental loving state, a transcendental love for me. A very nice shloka for all the devotees who want to attain that highest stage of perfection, that is to attain love of God. Here Krishna is talking about three categories of people. Attachment, bhaya, that is fear, and anger, krodha. So three categories of people, they are doing three different types of conceptions that these people have. And Krishna is talking about that. And Prabhupada very nicely explains in the purport. First, he talks about the attachment. It is very difficult for a person who is too materially affected to understand the personal nature of Supreme Absolute Truth. People who are attached to the bodily conception of life are so absorbed in materialism that it is almost impossible for them to understand how the Supreme can be a person. Firstly, people who are into materialistic activities all the time, completely absorbed, engrossed, they don't have time for doing anything. And in that also, when they take out time, it's very difficult for them to understand how can the Supreme Personality of Godhead be a person and have a beautiful form, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. How can this form exist? We have met many such people, you know, who cannot understand that this is what it is. They cannot. So this is one category of people. Because of too much of attachment to materialism, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Attachment. Second one, fear. Now, there are people who feel that this form that is there, the form that we have got, that is the cause of all suffering in this world. And as soon as they understand or get to know from some knowledgeable person, some devotee, that even when it comes to spiritual world, we are people there, we are persons, we are individuals. They become very, very fearful. Now we are leaving this body, leaving this form, and again we'll get a form. No, I cannot accept this fact. So what do? They declare that the Supreme Lord is impersonal. That's what here very nicely it is said. They consider the Supreme to be impersonal. Why? Because they are too much materially absorbed, the conception of retaining the personality after liberation from matter frightens them. They cannot think of getting a form again. And then, when they are informed that spiritual life is also individual and personal, they become afraid of becoming persons again. And they naturally prefer a kind of merging into impersonal void. So many times, I'm sure many of you might have heard this, people say that we want to merge in the Lord. So people don't merge in the Lord, but people merge in the effulgence coming from the Lord, which is called as Brahma Jyoti or Brahman. So this is second category of people who are fearful to get another form. Even if it's a spiritual form, they're still fearful. So they're second category. Now third category are angry people. What happened? Why are these people angry? It's given here. Being embarrassed by so many theories and by contradictions of various types of philosophical speculation, they become disgusted or angry and foolishly conclude that there is no supreme cause and that everything is ultimately void. There are many so-called intellectuals in this world who keep hearing anything and everything from various sources. And obviously, if the knowledge is not perfect from different sources, they will contradict each other. And hearing such contradictory philosophies and getting to know such great contradictions between one group then the other group and things like that, the person gets completely frustrated and then he says, okay, forget it. No philosophy, no God. Finished off. So they are the angry people, you know, who don't want to accept the existence of God at all. So in this way we understand that, you know, these are the three categories of people. The first one, completely attached to materialism, so they cannot understand God. Second one, they are fearful to get another form again, even if it's a spiritual form, they are really fearful because they feel the form is the cause of suffering. So they are fearful, they don't want to understand the Lord as a person. And the third category is, they are the ones who are angry, they are the ones who are frustrated because of what? Because of hearing various contradictory philosophies all around. In fact, this third category of people, they do something very abominable. What is that? They take shelter of some kinds of intoxication and their effective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision. Sometimes when people take a lot of intoxication, they feel, oh, this is spirituality. Aha, this is what they feel. But then that is not the fact. That is not spirituality. Now, what is the solution? Now, very nicely it is given. To get free from these three stages of material concept of life, that is raga, bhaya and krodha, attachment, fear and anger, one has to take complete shelter of the Lord, guided by the bona fide spiritual master, and follow the disciplines and regulative principles of devotional life. So one has to take shelter of a spiritual master, learn from him how to practice devotional service, and go to the higher stages of bhakti. There are 9 stages of bhakti. Let me explain this. They're very, very interesting. Shraddha, first stage. The next stage is sadhu sangha. Then, after that is bhajana kriya. Then anartha nivritti. And after that comes nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, then bhava, and then prema. These are the 9 stages. Let me explain these one by one. In fact, Prabhupada explains it very wonderfully. Let me read that. First one is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha is the preliminary faith. And here Prabhupada writes, in the beginning, one must have a preliminary desire for self-realization. This is called a Shraddha. Innocent faith. Or very, very soft faith, we can say. Anytime it can just go away. Such sort of faith. After that, the next level is bhajan, sadhu sangha. What is sadhu sangha? Once we have the desire for self-realization, we'll start searching for association. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. We want to associate with, you know, sadhus. We want to associate with spiritual people. And after that comes, after sadhu sangha is bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya is like following the instructions, firstly accepting a spiritual master and then following the instructions of the spiritual master. That is bhajana kriya. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master and under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. This is bhajana kriya. Now after that comes anartha nivritti. Now we have got 6 unwanted things in the heart. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. So all of this are there, you know, in our heart and making a lot of chaos. And because of these anarthas, we are there in this world completely stuck. Now what happens in anartha nivritti stage? By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, what happens? One becomes free from all material attachments. This is what is the important point. That person gets freed from all material attachments. He gets completely free from the anarthas which are there. Obviously, some tinges will be there here and there, but then most of it is gone by intense practice of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master. Now, when the anarthas are removed, comes the next stage called nishtha. What is that nishtha? One becomes free from all material attachments, and after that, what happens? Attains steadiness in self-realization. This is nishtha. Where the faith becomes very, very strong. He becomes completely steady on the path of devotional service. And after nishtha comes taste, ruchi. So what is that? And acquires a taste for hearing about the absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He gets the taste. I want to hear more. about Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela of the Lord, name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. I want to hear more and more and more. Lots of ruchi, lots of taste comes. Now, this is very natural. Like people in general, they have a natural taste for watching movies, for sports and other things. Similarly, here a devotee on the level of ruchi, he has got natural taste for devotional service. And after that comes the stage of asakti, attachment. What is that? This taste leads one further forward to attachment for Krishna consciousness. Now there is a strong attachment. Come what may, this person will not leave devotional service. Now, even if someone pulls him out, no, again he'll go back. So never ever he can be detached now. He's completely attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Now after asakti comes a very very important stage called bhava. Bhava is a preliminary stage to prema. Let's see that. After attachment, what happens? Which is matured in bhava. What is bhava? The preliminary stage of transcendental love of God. Now, the person is about to reach the ultimate perfection of getting love for God. So, just one stage below is bhava. And now, in the stage of prema, the next stage, the ultimate stage, the stage which everyone hankers to attain, what happens in that? Real love for God is called prema, the highest perfectional stage of life. And in this stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this is a very, very nice point. That finally when the person reaches the prema stage, he is constantly engaged in service of the Lord, constantly. There is no break anywhere, uninterrupted, unmotivated. See, currently we all are there either in the first four stages, that is Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya or Anartha Nivritti. We are still struggling in this. But then with intense practice of devotional service and by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, we will move to the next level, that is Nishtha. So it is said that Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya and Anartha Nivritti, they are like steep hill and we are going up. Just imagine we are cycling up, pedaling up. And then finally we come to Nishtha. And then it's just easy journey. After Nishtha comes ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema. It's like you need not paddle also. You just your cycle is there and you just go zoop. Very, very easy. But then now we are at this stage, steep, and we are trying to pedal up. So what will happen? Lot of sweat will come. Lot of sweat will come. But then we cannot stop pedaling. If we stop, then what will happen? We'll go down. So in the association of devotees, we have to just keep going up and up and up. So here comes the importance of association of devotees. We have to be in association of devotees and keep practicing devotional service. And when we keep practicing devotional service very nicely, very sincerely, having a sincere desire in the heart that yes, one day I want to attain this prema stage before giving up this body. And every single day chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a lot of love and devotion, a lot of intense cry for the Lord. What will happen? That day will come when we'll reach the top and then our easy journey begins. Nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prema. And when someone comes to prema, that person is floating in the eternal happiness of love of God. This is what is the ultimate goal. This is what is the eternal happiness. Once we know this and once we start hankering for this, then happiness of this world becomes tuccha, very, very insignificant. Now, after hearing all this, Arjuna might have a question. Okay, I understand that bhavo, many, many people have attained you, you know, by getting that stage of bhava and prema. But, oh Krishna, I have a question. What is the question? Those people who have the desire to attain you, they have attained you. They have attained that ultimate stage. But what about those people who don't have this desire? The ones who approach you for with some other desire. What about them? What will happen to them? Now, Arjuna is covering the rest of the category of people. And Krishna is going to answer this question. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.